It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath, talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Good morning, Austin, Texas. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. It is cold outside and windy, Casey.
It is definitely windy.
How's that going to affect the barbecue this morning?
Barbecue's rock and rolling. That would be fine.
So you're ready to go down at Whitfield's.
I'm ready to go
at
Whitfield's. Y'all don't go outside and bear, you know, all this BS out there and try to get your pit going and all this kind of stuff. I've already done it all night. I've already fought the wind, the cold. Come by Whitfield's. I'll get you ready for the game, the playoff games today or tomorrow or whatever.
Let's go get a whole bunch of brisket. Come sit in front of the TV. Brisket.
Ribs, some sausage, pulled pork.
I mean, I'm working. I've got to leave, you know, a segment early here today because I've got some showings after the show today.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I feel like I'm the same way as you. Like, I'm out in the cold, really fighting it.
Yeah.
You know, as a real estate agent, you know, going in and out of houses, it's tough.
Yeah, no, that's real tough.
I mean, because you're cold, you're hot, you're cold, you're hot.
Yeah. Last night was windy as hell. It was weird because all day yesterday it was blowing from the south. You know, coming from the ocean, so you're like, and about midnight, 1, 2 o'clock, my flag stopped flying, and it started blowing the other way a little bit.
Was this like, what was the movie with Tom Hanks, Survivor?
Survivor. Or
Castaway.
Castaway.
Yeah. That moment when he's got the thing on the stick, and it goes from, you know, the tide coming in to the tide going out, so that's how he leaves. So like one of those moments.
Off the beach.
Yeah, when he's getting off the beach.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that wind came and it just started blowing last night. It was nuts.
So here's a stat. Oh,
it's still blowing right now.
No, it is. And I could feel it in the building. Because like when you're 24
stories up,
I mean, it's you don't really feel it as much as you kind of barely see it.
You see a little bit of a sway.
You see a little bit of the sway. I had a buddy that lived up on the 42nd floor.
You could see it.
And you could feel it up there. That's I'm about right. Halfway up myself.
Yeah.
But you could absolutely feel it. Moving back into the NFL playoffs here. Here's a stat for you, Casey. The game today between the Raiders and Bengals. Might as well call it the Drought Bowl. Because how long do you think it's been since the Raiders' last playoff win? How many years? Well, I'll tell you.
Hold on. The last playoff win was the year they went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Bucks.
It says here, according to Adam Schefter, the Raiders have gone 19 seasons since their last playoff win. Only to be outdone by the Bengals. You know how long it's been since the Bengals won a playoff game?
80, or since Boomer. Or is it Palmer?
Palmer
won, they won a playoff game?
It's been 31 years.
Well, it wasn't Palmer. That was back in Boomer's year.
Yeah,
because Palmer didn't even win the playoff game.
31 years. So one of those two teams are going to break that streak today.
Yeah.
So that'll be an interesting game to watch. And then we haven't talked yet much about the Rams versus the Cardinals on Monday night. Casey, earlier before the show started, we were talking a little bit. You know, you kind of felt like a Monday night game during playoffs is kind of bush league.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, because so whoever the Cardinals, who do they?
Cardinals, Rams.
Who do they play if they who do they play if they win?
Well, it depends because in the NFL you get reseeded every round.
So what seed are they? Five and six.
They're the fifth,
fourth and fifth.
Fifth. They're the fifth ranked team. So if they, I mean, they would most likely, if they win, chances are they probably have to go to Lambeau and play the Packers. But they're hoping for a upset in the other two games, which ain't going to happen. But chances are, if they win, they'd have to go and play up in Lambeau. And I don't know how well Kyler does in cold games.
Yeah.
But it's been a great year for them, and they're playing the Rams, and you know, I've paid pretty close attention to the Rams this year because of Stafford and Cooper Kupp doubling up on that. By the way, Casey, how'd you finish your fantasy league?
Oh, third.
Same.
I know.
I lost two games all year.
Stafford.
Two games all year. And a lot of it's Stafford because he played like garbage.
Yeah, because he gave us
Stafford, he's kind of tailing off towards the end of this year. That's why I think that the Cardinals actually have a legit chance. And they split during the regular season 1-1.
Yeah.
So this will be the third time they've played.
He's been turning the damn ball over too much.
Correct.
He has like 9 interceptions the last 3 weeks or something like
but
that.
But I'm really hoping that Kyler and Cliff and the boys can get one more, and finally get a playoff win. That'd be big for Cliff.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the team exactly where they want. Oh, by the way, J.J. Watt was reactivated last week.
I mean, he's old and washed up.
Does he make an impact on that game?
No.
Not even as like an emotional support guy?
He's been there trying to.
I mean, he's
not a good motivator.
You don't think?
No, he can't speak. He's not a good motivator. Like, his play used to be motivation.
Right.
But even back when he was playing good like that, he would try to speak up and people would be like, it was like the Talladega Nights thing. Everything cool that she just said, you totally ruined it. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, what?
I think he's, for that team, you know, he's one of those veteran leaders. You got him. You got A.J. Green.
What do they know? They've never been in the playoff. They never won the playoff. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's – you got good players, but they've never been – A.J. Green hasn't done nothing in the playoffs. He's never won a playoff game.
Well, I'm hoping that changes on Monday night. And they're going to do a Manning cast, so that'll be fun to watch.
For Monday night.
So, again, going back to what you were talking about before, so you're saying you think that it's – they kind of got the – short end of the stick because now they've got a short week on the opposite side. Whichever team wins has a short week on the opposite side.
Yeah, like if they – I understand if they have to go play Green Bay, it doesn't matter. But it's still – you're still playing on Monday night when you should play on Saturday or Sunday. So Monday you can at least be in the office getting all your stuff down, you know, boom, boom, game planned and all this kind of junk. You know, so Tuesday,
recovery day,
you know, and all this. Yeah. But now everything just pushed up a day and they don't get another day to prepare and all that kind of junk.
So I would think it would be pretty Body cruel. I think it would be cruel for the NFL to give them a Saturday game.
That'll be BS.
If it was, you know, Packers and either the Rams or Cards.
Well, it still sucks though. It shouldn't be a Monday night game for playoffs.
I don't disagree.
It's great for TV and a fan.
It's great for everybody except for the players.
For the players.
And coaches.
Yeah, it sucks.
And I also read where, the NFL has some weird sponsorship deal with Nickelodeon now. You know this? Have you been seeing like
slimed.
They're getting slimed.
They've been for a few years, yeah.
And Triple R sent me this article about this, and they a truck arrived at Jerry World on Thursday evening carrying 82.5 gallons of slime, and there will be a slime booth on the sidelines in the end zone, in the east end zone of the Cowboys Stadium, Jerry World. So they're all in. It's kind of become a thing. Is that a distraction as a player to you, or is it a non-factor? What do you think?
Jerry is a circus in himself, and I'm sure those players know that, and they're not worried about
slime
and all this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Believe me, they don't give a crap about it.
Gotcha. Especially playoff game.
Yeah. People want to make
product placement. Go Nickelodeon. I guess it's kind of a way to kind of draw in that younger crowd to the NFL. Because I don't know too many adults watching Nickelodeon.
No.
So.
You know, yeah, it's a sell. It's making him money. It's the Cowboys on Nickelodeon getting more kids to buy Cowboy stuff.
But is that collective amongst the owners? Aren't jersey sales and all that, isn't that shared revenue?
I don't know if it's shared revenue.
I think it is. I think all jersey sales and things like that is a shared revenue amongst 32 teams. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure on that one. Is it all the playoff games today?
Yeah, so you got early game, a 2:30 kickoff between the Raiders and Bengals, and then the evening game is Patriots versus Bills. That's the other thing. Not only is it going to be 6 degrees, but it's a night game.
That's awesome.
Up in Buffalo? Oh, God.
That's what you call a slobber knocker.
So cold.
Your nose is just running because it's so cold, you know? And then when it's that cold, your boogers freeze to your mustache and your sweat freezes to your beard.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I'll pass.
You got icicles on your stash of frozen boogers.
That's disgusting.
And frozen sweat. Yeah.
Yeah, I think anytime you get a chance.
Old slobber knocker.
So if you look at it, Casey, there's only two teams in the NFL that are in the playoffs that have indoor stadiums, right?
Vegas,
and the Cowboys.
Yipper.
Well, I guess I take that back. I guess the Cardinals do too, but they're not playing there.
Yeah.
So.
But they're on grass.
Correct. So I think 49ers Cowboys, that might be a little bit more of a higher scoring game just because they're going to be indoors. But everything else is going to be cold. Although Eagles Bucks, it's going to be 70 degrees down in Tampa. And they're missing some folks. What do you think? You think Tampa has a pretty legit shot? Of all the games, as far as upsets go, in my mind, I'm kind of leaning towards kind of the Eagles. The Eagles have been on a hot streak. They're running the ball well. Jalen Hurts is putting them in good positions. Defense is playing tough. You think they have any chance of beating?
No.
I would never bet against Tom Brady. That's a tough.
It's playoff Tom. What are you doing?
Have you been watching the man in the arena?
Playoff Tom.
Have you been watching the man in the arena yet?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of it.
It is so good.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
And, you know, for as polished as Tom Brady is, he sure drops a ton of F-bombs.
Yeah. It's football. It's a locker room.
Yeah, but even in these interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, he's throwing S-bombs, F-bombs. He's in that show, they let him speak. So
it's a locker room. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Is like, that's why people are like, man, you have the worst mouth in the world. I'm like, yeah, I know. Because some people, sometimes I don't even know when I'm cussing.
Well, that's why we're so lucky to have the 5-second delay here on the Big Ugly Tailgate.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying, because one of my, if and when, I'm sure it'll happen at some point, Hard Knocks features one of the teams my brother coaches for.
Are you going to go out there to try to get on TV?
No, they wouldn't let me.
You wouldn't try to go to camp?
No, they wouldn't let me on there. My brothers would be like, nope, you're out.
Your brother wouldn't let you come down?
Uh-uh, not a chance.
They already know.
Jay with the Chargers might. Jeff with Car, he'd be like, you're not coming.
You're not coming.
Yeah. He'd go to the security and be like, keep this guy out of here. But
kick him in the nuts time you see him.
If and when that ever happens, I think I think people are going to learn just how much that cussing is just becomes a part of your just natural vernacular.
Just, but I mean, in football though, it's such a you know, it's a tough sport, and you know it's a lot of
a lot of emotion,
you know, so
a lot of manly stuff going on there.
You know what I mean? It's,
and manly men cuss, right, Casey?
I mean, when you have that much adrenaline pumping through you, that's about all you can get out of your mouth. Like, you know. But anyways, no, I got Vegas losing to Cincinnati. I got New England and Buffalo because it's just wild because Josh Allen, he played at Wyoming. And all it does in Laramie is freaking blow 40 and it's cold as hell.
Correct.
I remember my buddy went to school there and we were like sophomores in high school, you know, it's an hour and a half drive or whatever, 2-hour drive. So we hopped in our buddy's car, went there and partied with him. It was so cold. I was like, how are y'all even here? Like, it was so cold. Oh, it's, Laramie was just tiny town.
So why is he so bad in the cold then?
That's what I don't get it. Because I know that's all he did. And but I did see where Bart Scott talked about Viagra or whatever.
Come again?
He said guys in his league, I never heard, when I was in league, I never heard of guys taking Viagra for that reason.
So what is it, like the theory, like what, like blood circulating through your body more?
Yeah, keep your body warm. I'm like,
I don't know if I want to go down this road, Casey.
Neither do I, is what I'm saying. Like, I've never taken Viagra, so it doesn't, so I'm like,
hey, what?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, what if he just gets excited?
That's what I'm saying. Like, doesn't it just give you that?
I don't know.
What Viagra does?
Not a lot of area to hide things in that's football
what,
pants.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't.
Coach, we got to call timeout.
And I've never seen that. You know, Bart Scott's over here, you know, crawling down his leg. You know, but no, it's like, it's.
I don't know. I'm not messing with that. If it
same here. But I mean, that's what he said. Guys in his generation, I played against Bar Scott. He just talked so much. I played when he was with the Jets. That defense was stupid. Chris Jenkins, the nose guard. He was like, they don't have nose guards like that anymore in the league. He slapped Chris Myers so hard one time, he flew like 3 feet. I remember coming into meetings, everyone's like, all right, let's get it on, guys. Let's talk about this play. And Coach and Alex Gibbs said again, he goes, all right, we're going to watch it 3 times. Get it all out, boys.
It just got owned.
I mean, but it happens when you go against a man. A man, like a just giant.
Holote Nata style.
Yeah, but Chris Jenkins was mean. And he was a lot stronger than Holote Nata. Chris Jenkins was a shot, dang. He's a big bastard. All right, so I got New England, I got Cincinnati, Tampa Bay over Philadelphia.
You taking the Cowboys or the 49ers?
I got Kansas City. I don't know, I haven't decided on that one yet. I got Kansas City, and it's Arizona at L.A.?
Correct.
How's Arizona's defense been playing?
My bad. And by the way, real quick, I guess I don't know if I would consider the Rams as – I mean, it is an indoor stadium – but it's L.A., the weather's going to be good. That's regardless. Not going to be a factor out there. But technically, it's not an indoor stadium. SoFi. It's a large canopy over the football field.
Gotcha.
With an awesome LED on the outside. Right. So when you're flying over, they've got clips playing.
That's wild.
It's yeah, you're flying into L.A. and you
too
can
much
see
bloody money.
But yeah, I'm going to take the Cardinals over the Rams for the upset.
All right, I'll take the Rams on that one.
And that is no way influenced by the fact that I'm a big Cardinals fan.
I'm going to take the Rams just because I don't trust Arizona's defense. San Francisco, Dallas.
Talk about it.
I'm going to take San Fran.
You're taking Shanny.
I'm taking old Shanahan. Oh, Shano. I'm going to take Shano.
What would happen if the Cowboys lost that game? Seriously, what would happen? I mean, I think Cowboys Nation would be throwing a tantrum. And they're going to lose Dan Quinn as their defense coordinator.
He's going to be head coach.
Here's something somebody brought up, and we can talk about this more. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but I kind of want to set this up. If I'm Jerry Jones, okay, here's what I'm doing. I'm firing McCarthy and promoting Dan Quinn to head coach. And then keeping Kellen Moore as your offense coordinator. What do you think about that? We'll talk about
McCarthy's
that more.
McCarthy's calling plays, though.
Yeah, but Kellen, no, I think Kellen Moore's.
McCarthy's calling plays.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, I still think, I think Kellen Moore could do a pretty good job at that as well.
That's a conspiracy.
But we'll get more into that right after the commercial break.
I see the sunrise creeping in. Everything changes like the desert wind. Here she comes and then she's gone.
Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on the Horn. A cold, cold, windy Saturday morning.
It's not cold, cold. It's only 48 degrees. It's 50 degrees. It's not cold, cold.
Okay. Ish.
If it was 30 and blowing, yeah, that'd be cold.
Well, there's a wind advisory till about 6 p.m. tonight.
Yeah. Be careful definitely driving on the overpasses today. It's blowing for sure. Are we sure about this? Is Kellen Moore, is he really?
Yeah, Kellen Moore calls plays.
100% calls every single play.
Correct.
McCarthy doesn't call plays.
Mm-mm. He's just the manager.
Didn't he call plays at in Lambeau?
I'm sure he did, but Kellen Moore is the future for the Dallas Cowboys.
No, he's not.
So I think the move is, especially if they lose.
Fire McCarthy.
If they lose in round one, McCarthy is gone. And they're promoting Dan Quinn to head coach keeping Kellen Moore as the offense coordinator. And they're going to pay him a truckload to be the offense coordinator and stay. Kellen Moore's got too good of a rapport with Dak. I mean, they're the third ranked offense in the NFL?
What if the defense gets just slapped today by the 49ers?
Yeah, then I still think that. I still think, to me, Dan Quinn, I mean, I think he's leading. I mean, he's kind of the guy that I think Denver had been talking about him. So maybe the Cowboys do a swap and get Fangio and swap, head coach, defense coordinator.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if the Cowboys don't take care of business today, there'll be a lot of stuff going on.
Do you think they fire McCarthy?
Yes. Jerry, you kidding me? You got to win. He's got that team set up for success.
McCarthy has it set up for success.
Oh, McCarthy's a pawn. Jerry runs that whole deal.
Jerry's senile as hell.
Yeah.
But
it's his team, and he is the owner, the GM. He is basically made himself into the god of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
At least that's probably the way
I'll take on that role. I'll take on that role. I'll take on that role too.
Well, I just, to me, if the Cowboys, if you can't get past the first round of the playoffs, sorry, Mike, you gone.
Yeah, no.
Or game Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. No, I hear you. I don't know if they fire him.
I don't know. I don't see. I think they've got better. I think they have better coordinators than McCarthy being the head coach, and I don't think they want to lose him. So maybe it works out well for him.
Be smart.
If that happened, I don't know. Because Dan Quinn is going to be a head coach in the NFL next year somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
He ain't sticking around Dallas to be the defense coordinator.
Mm-mm.
And he's going to pick a spot where he's going to pick the right spot, too.
Well, yeah, he's going to pick a spot.
He ain't going down to Jacksonville.
No. But see, if he goes, but he can't go. I mean, even if he goes to Denver, that's still rebuilding down there. They ain't got no pieces.
They need a quarterback. Denver's going to be fine. They just need a quarterback. Drew Locke is not the guy. Teddy Bridgewater, not the guy.
Yeah.
Not that dude.
We all know that.
So what do you think? I mean, is it a situation where you think, okay, if Denver really is a quarterback away from at least being a playoff team, who could you see going to Denver? I mean, I don't think they're going to draft somebody. I mean, they might draft somebody, but I think they're a team that, hey, some of these free agents coming along, maybe a Russell Wilson gets traded there. Aaron Rodgers could be available.
Yeah, I mean, they just fired the – yeah, I could see that happening. But I see Dan Quinn going to Denver instead of sticking around in Dallas.
Yeah.
Because Jerry puts his foot in too deep.
Well, and Denver's just a mess right now because they're about to get sold.
Yeah.
The Bowen family is out.
Yeah.
So we'll see. God, I wish.
They got forced out. It's a messed up thing.
I just wish. I talked to some folks earlier in the year and past couple years about if there was ever an opportunity for Austin, Texas to get an NFL team.
That will never happen.
I know. They won't take them out. But I still holding out. And if they did expand, you'd have to expand to eight teams. So I think it's further down the road. Couple
Jerry's
teams
not
over
letting
Europe.
Another team come to Texas.
It's so frustrating.
We don't need another team in Texas.
Yes, we do. We need a team in the capital city.
Yeah, we got the Longhorns.
Stop.
Just acknowledge it. Just let everybody know. Stop.
Well, we do have a professional football team in Austin, Texas.
No, we don't.
Austin FC.
They're not a football team.
All right. They're a crappy soccer team. Austin FC.
They're like, hey, let's do it. Let's say go green in Spanish so we can sound so
Verde.
It sounds better.
Listos. Verde.
Yeah.
Listos. Like,
come on.
Well, it was first year.
So you don't just say, go green, go green.
Or green go.
Yeah.
Gringos.
Gringos.
Gringos. I don't know. Year two under Josh Wolf, Austin FC expecting big things. Just got tickets. You know, they kick off February 26th or 25th.
And you're the only one that cares.
I already got tickets. I'm ready to go. Q2 Stadium. Let's go green.
What's our mascot?
We're the Oaks, I think.
Oh, man.
They don't do mascots in soccer.
That sounds scary. We're going to play the Oaks today.
Strong like oak.
God.
But soccer doesn't do the mascot. They're kind of the soccer's more of the Washington football team. No mascots. Although they are getting what is the mascot going to be up in Washington? Somebody said the Admirals maybe?
They're not going to be the football team or whatever.
No, they're going to get a mascot. I heard Red Tails, that could be cool. Kind of nod to the old Tuskegee Airmen.
I mean, it's been 2 years, so whatever.
Get it over with. Just pick a team.
Name.
I think Admirals would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
What else is shaking?
Nothing really. Basketball's heating up.
Full menu though, Whitfield's today?
Yeah, full menu. Come on down. I know it's cold and windy, so playoffs coming along. So come get
what
your
you
bagel.
Got? What are you cooking?
We got brisket, pulled pork, we got chicken, turkey, beef sausage, jalapeno cheese sausage, ribs, potato salad, coleslaw, beans. We got tacos, big sandwiches.
Tacos?
Yeah, we do tacos, yeah.
What, like a brisket taco?
We do brisket, pulled pork, turkey, sausage, however you want it. 2 for $10. All my sandwiches and tacos are big. But yeah, come out today and... we'll get you out of here and get you out of the cold so you can go watch the game in the heat. And, yeah. Well, yeah, we got a full menu, so come on. It's our first weekend back open. Yesterday was beautiful. So wild.
Yeah.
It was 70 degrees. I was in shorts and a T-shirt yesterday. Now I'm in a hoodie. Some pants. But, you know, weather in Texas.
I got my cardigan on.
Yep.
Pull over.
Johnny looks like an old head over here.
Pull over. No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing.
Yeah, no, it's a cardigan. Sorry.
Austinites aren't really well equipped for the real cold. We learned that lesson hard last year.
Yeah, I mean that. You know, most people.
When was that? When was snowvid?
Last week.
No, when was the snowvid?
Last week.
No, last year.
Last week.
Oh, that's when it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, this town just shut down.
It was last week or this week, one or the other. Yeah, it's down. I mean, there's no. We don't have the structure for it.
Correct.
A lot of people are like, I don't understand why Austin shut down because everything's frozen over. Why don't they just get, you know, the trucks out there? I'm like, we don't have trucks. We don't have ice trucks. We don't have all that stuff that comes out at midnight and de-ices all the.
Put the salt on the roadway.
All the roads and dumps sand and plows all night when there's no cars so y'all can drive in the morning. You know.
Did you guys lose power at your house? I bet you had a generator.
I do have a generator, but ours was like turned off like 4 hours a day. That was about it.
We didn't lose power downtown, but we lost water.
Yeah, we had water. That was a good thing.
And saving grace for me was I went outside to do something, and I was coming back. Oh, I was coming back from showing property, mm-hmm. and it was starting to kind of get a little bit bad.
Yeah.
And I walked into the condo or the building. And the GM is just running like a chicken with his head cut off.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, well, what's going on? He was like, go upstairs right now and fill your bathtub up with water.
Yeah.
I was like, well, why? He's like, you're going to need something to flush because we're about to shut off the water. So I was like, oh, boy, how long is that going to last for? He's like, I don't know. Ended up being about 5 days. That was an interesting 5 days.
Yeah. That was the first time my mom, when I kid, when we were in Houston, and we were supposed to play the Ravens that weekend, but got canceled. You know, the hurricane hit. But that's the first thing she said. Yeah, fill up your bathtub just in case you lose power so you can flush.
Yep.
So I filled up both bathtubs, and I was in the medical center power grid, so I was back on and rocking the next day.
I went and bought one of those, like, the bladders that you can put in the bathtub to fill up with water.
Yeah.
Had one of those, and then water on top of that.
Yep. Smart way to play it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what were you saying before? Sorry. We have to take a break right now, or we just came back from break, I thought.
Yeah, we're good to go.
All right, cool.
You watch any hoops?
I did watch some hoops. You know, Longhorns, what's crazy is Texas Tech, what kind of run they've been on.
Yeah, who'd they beat?
They beat Texas, they beat Kansas, they beat Baylor and Oklahoma State.
They beat Baylor, this week.
I mean, they should be in the top 10 here now, assuming all that. But
ranked 21st currently. I haven't been to watch a game yet. But I like what Chris Beard's doing. Feel like he's – oh, yeah, Casey, let's talk about this real quick. There's a texter just texted a photo of my man Gary Patterson in burnt orange. And I came out pretty strong against that this was going to happen, but I'm kind of changing my mind.
Because I – typical Johnny, let's hear it now.
No, I
love the guy now again.
I never disliked Gary Patterson.
Oh, my God. You loved him. And then you text me the week of, he hasn't been crap for the last 5 years. Get him out of here. He needs to be gone.
I didn't say get him out of here. What I had said was that his time at TCU was dwindling. And Gary Patterson did he did more for TCU than I think just about any coach has ever done for a college football team outside of Nick Saban in Alabama. He got TCU to number 2 in the country, undefeated, when the greatest college quarterback of all time, Andy the Red Rocket Dalton, led the way to the Rose Bowl. But, yeah, do I think Gary Patterson has a chance of coming to Texas in some way, shape, or form? Starting to lean towards yes.
Snowville was in February, second week of February.
So. Okay, so Valentine's Day?
Yeah, but no, so my whole thing is this. Everyone's always like, is making this big deal about him coming. Is Nick Saban does this every year, has a head coach that's out of his spot and puts him in the coordinator position where he started, you know, puts him out as an advisor, and the next year he's in a coordinator, now he's a head coach again. You know what I mean? But like or you hear from him for a couple of years and he goes off to NFL or does something else. But like that's all this it's the same program, it's the same thing we're gonna do with Patterson. I'm sure, like, we did.
So you feel like he's kind of, you feel like Sark's kind of.
Dick Tomey was a head coach.
You feel like Sark's kind of pulling a Saban here. And, hey, let's just get some really good football people in the program.
Yeah, it's smart. Saban brings in these head coaches from all over the nation, and it's just knowledge.
Right.
It's just knowledge, and it's another eye looking at these kids as a player and evaluating them and really – no, we shouldn't just get this kid over here.
I just what the reason I don't like it is because I feel like now you're going to have Pete Kwiatkowski looking over his shoulder. Okay, and Gary loves to talk, so he's not going to not speak up. So if you're Pete Kwiatkowski, you kind of feel like, okay, why is Gary Patterson chiming in now? This is my defense. Now, to me, I think it's smart to bring him on.
You got recruiting. You got everything else. My thing is this. Saban's had coordinators and head coaches have come in all the time.
Yep.
Just because Patterson's a defensive guy doesn't mean PK has to be looking over his shoulder. They bring it in for strictly knowledge and making the team better. And if these head coaches want to come in here and do all that kind of stuff, that's what you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what goes down. And I don't think PK needs to be threatened at all. I think it's a good thing.
Well, I think as long as you're confident in what you're doing.
Yeah, because I don't think that's what it's for. You know what I mean? I think it's literally to make the team better. It's like, okay, this guy is in a transition year. We don't have to pay him really that much the first year because he's still on a damn contract from his college. And then
TCU.
You know, and then his second year, you know, you bring him on staff or whatever you do. I mean, that's just kind of like the routine.
Right.
And then you see these little snidbits from them and recruiting and stuff embedded in those teams.
If Texas wasn't going to the SEC, if Texas were staying in the Big 12 for an extended amount of time, I know they're going to be in the Big 12 for about another year or two, I don't think it would have happened. If Texas and TCU are in the same conference, I don't see that happening. But now the fact that Texas is leaving to go to the SEC, I think it makes a ton of sense to bring him in. And just to help, you know, hey, what are you seeing here? I'm seeing it this way. Gary, what do you think about this? Gary's one of the smartest defensive coaches in the country.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is what it is. Like, you bring him on for that type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, should be made official in the next couple of days. But yeah, I definitely see Gary Patterson roaming the sidelines. And hey, Gary, if you're listening,
I don't think he's gonna be roaming the sidelines like that.
You don't think so?
No.
I thought a lot of maybe in the box. Does he have a headset on during the game?
No.
Okay. So you're thinking he is strictly during the week. Here's kind of what I'm seeing.
He's not going to have a headset on. He's not going to be a coach on the sideline.
God, that would be so weird.
He's not going to be a coach on the sideline.
That would be so weird to me.
He's going
to
be wearing burnt orange, though, the rest of his life.
Not the rest of his
Sucks
life.
Sucks for you, purple boy. Anyways, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Last night and a few good hits from an endless pipe, and I must admit I had a few white lines and I don't know what all happened. I woke up in the noontime light with a pounding head.
What's going on, everybody? It's our last segment of the Big Ugly Tailgate. Johnny had to step out early. We're going to sell some real estate here in Austin, so give him a call if you need to sell your house or whatever, or buy a house. Anyways, yeah, last segment here. We talked a little bit about Texas. My whole thing with Gary Patterson, you know, right before we got off the last segment or whatever, is he's doing this. They're doing the same thing Saban does, and it's smart. You bring in these coaches; they have all this knowledge. They've played against different defenses. They have this Rolodex of plays they've gone through, and what's worked. You like it's wild where these guys come up with plays. These coordinators and stuff, like they'll think of themselves, you know, and this and that, but some plays get run. They may take off a high school play they saw and run variants of that. And I mean, it's just wild how big of a copycat league it is, but they're bringing him strictly in for knowledge, help out with getting players to develop better. I think a big thing is, we're not teaching these kids right, maybe, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of. It's either they're not taking the knowledge, or we suck at teaching, or what we're teaching is garbage. And, you know, I know as a kid growing up that I learned differently, that I need to be coached differently, taught differently than most. So it could be one of those things as well. You know, how do you get the best out of your player? What do you got to do? You know, you want to be their friend, but you want to be too close to them. You know, you want to be close, more like a father figure. You don't want to be a father figure. That's the head coach's job, you know, but you want to be like an older brother that they can trust and talk to. And, you know, it's just one of those things you're dealing with. But I think it's a good thing they hired him, and I don't think it's a big deal of what he's doing. He's just going to come here and spread his knowledge and help Texas, you know, win games, or he wouldn't be coming here in the first place. It's always funny how everybody wants to wear that burnt orange, and he's here finally. You know, there we go. Back to, you know, playoff football. I know you Cowboy fans, you know, are real pumped up, but I know y'all are nervous about that game. And I think that all has to deal with just straight up offensive line. Is the Dallas's defensive line going to destroy, you know, can San Francisco's offensive line hold up against that front of Dallas? And can Dallas hold up against the front, you know, with San Francisco? And San Francisco doesn't have the big names, but they're hitting you in your mouth. They come with different, you know, blitzes and disguise stuff. They're going to bring the cross bristles, the, you know, the walk-up linebackers and bring a corner, and they do all that kind of stuff. So you're going to sit there, you know, they're going to test them. And is Dallas prepared for that? You know, because the last wins that I've seen from Dallas where they've actually looked good has been against mediocre-ass teams like Philly and Washington and all them. So we'll see today if Dak can get back on track. But if, you know, I think the battle's won on the, you know, whichever defensive line comes and takes care of the offensive line. I think that's a team that wins today or tomorrow with that game. Kansas City's cakewalk. I think Kansas City, you know, takes that one over. Arizona Rams, I think it's going to be a great game, but, you know, I don't know. Stafford had two bad weeks, came back, had a pretty good week, 17 or whatever. Tom, you know, they got that defense. You know, I don't know if Kyle, you know, is Von Miller going to be the Von Miller that led the Broncos to a Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowl MVP? Is it going to be that Von Miller in the playoffs? We haven't seen him, but I have seen him in the backfield a lot more, you know, the last like 3-4 weeks of the season. So if you can start getting that productiveness out of Von Miller, better watch out for the Rams just on that side alone, because you already got Donald in the middle. If you got a bad one on the edge coming at you like Von Miller did in the Super Bowl and in the playoffs, and you got Aaron Donald in the middle, that's hard to beat that. It's hard, very hard. Yeah, Buffalo. I think Buffalo loses today to New England, and then I got Cincinnati rolling Las Vegas. But only thing that's makes that game a little scary is the Raiders' pass rush, and Burrow is not good under pressure. So that's one of the things there. But yeah, that's all my NFL talk, Texas talk, Gary Patterson talk. What else? Whitfield's. Yeah, come out today. It's cold, so cold and windy. Come get your barbecue. Come get all your good stuff and your playoff platters. We'll call it that, playoff platters. And we'll go from there. What do we got, about 3 minutes left? Yeah, I got about 3 minutes left. I guess my last thought on Texas in this offseason and their recruiting class. I think they did really good in the recruiting class, you know. But it's just hard these days to – you know, you get these five-star offensive linemen or, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's hard to tell who's really a five-star and who's not, because you get so many guys that are five-stars you never even hear from. You know, and it's hard to play in college football. It's a lot harder to play in the NFL, and you have to be really damn good. So it's just I hope these recruits that we got are, you know, hard-nosed players that, you know, they're getting $50,000 to come here and play football. So, you know, that's my biggest thing is we got three of them. Hopefully they gel. Hopefully Coach Flood goes in there and teaches them the right things. And you know, they start gelling and clicking. And because we know we got a good quarterback in hand now with Quentin Ewers in town. He's a tall kid too, got long arms, be able to sit in that pocket, you know, especially with the big offensive lineman that Flood likes and Sark likes. They like the, you know, the 6'5", 340 guys, the big old steamrollers. So we'll see if they can get it going. That's my biggest thing is that offensive line, to see if they can protect and really give Sark's offense a fair and fighting chance. And on the defensive side, who's going to step up, you know? There's a lot of players that played a lot of snaps on that defense. I understand you've had defense corners every year, but at the end of the day, you have to go out and play football. And playing football, you know, see ball, hit ball, I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff like that where it's, that's day one football. Tackle somebody, hit them in the mouth. Like, I don't get it. You know, it's just the little things that make me mad about it is strictly when you're playing at a high level, like it's university, like the University of Texas, you shouldn't be making day one football mistakes. And I think that's my biggest pet peeve with all that. And we'll see you next week. Come out and see me at Woodfields. And see you next week. More Big Ugly Tailgate.